Do not listen to this while driving or using machinery. If you have any medical conditions or are in doubt, ask your doctor. For optimal results, it's best to listen to this with headphones and to be sure that this is the left-hand side and this is the right-hand side. If, for any reason, you need to awaken during this process, you will do so with all the resources you need and clarity of mind to attend to the situation. Before you start to relax deeply into the mind reprogramming session, I want you to take a moment to hold in your mind these ideas, and you may do this with your eyes open or closed. We all create. As children, we painted, made models, and created things all the time. Maybe we don't paint as we get older or build playsets, but each day we create sentences as we speak. We create thoughts about what we want to do. We are all creative, and we can all become more creative and find more creative solutions to issues easier. Your subconscious mind has a record of all the events that you have experienced. Your conscious mind can recall some of them, but your unconscious mind records all the experiences that you have ever had, including the times when you were really creative and in the flow. The times when you are effortlessly great. The times when you are in the zone, in the groove, or as psychologists call it, in a flow state. These are a set of internal processes that are occurring. A set of images, feelings, quick-thinking internal dialogue, being relaxed and clear-minded, so as to be able to think clearly, and the good news is that you don't have to wait around for it to happen. You can access these flow states whenever you want and be more creative now. As the music starts, I'm going to ask you to become aware of your feet. And as you focus your attention on your feet, you can feel the weight of gravity pulling them down. And the more that you focus on the feelings of the weight of your feet, the more that you can allow the feelings of the weight of gravity pressing down, keeping you on the planet, all over you. Notice this pleasant feeling that keeps you here on planet Earth. And start to become aware of planet Earth as an image in your mind. And while you can imagine seeing the planet, you can imagine being high up above the planet, looking down on it, and the business of the people and the stresses and worries are far away. And the stresses and the worries that you may have had were just thoughts, pictures, and internal dialogues that you were allowing your mind to present to you in a way that didn't give you the opportunity to think about them in a resourceful way now, when you are able to be more relaxed. And think about things with a giggle behind them. You can be more creative and find new solutions to the things that in the past would have caused you to think in a way that was not the way that you can think with more creativity and fluidity of thought. And so, as you continue to listen to this recording, you may hear every word I say, or you just drift so deeply into trance that you only remember. But the ideas and the concepts that are designed to reprogram your mind to make you a more creative person will be growing. Each and every time you listen to this recording. And so, as you allow your unconscious mind to absorb the ideas here, you follow the instructions that are beneficial to you, and that will make you a happier and more creative person, able more and more to get into flow states of creativity at times when it's right for you, and able to plan to be creative in certain situations, both unconsciously and other than unconsciously. Now, you open the vast and seemingly unlimited powers and resources of your unconscious mind with lucidity and fluidity to think and create faster now. Resourceful it is that you already know that you can become more creative, because you have many examples of both you having learned things. You know it's possible to learn and get better at things. And of course, you have had times where you are very creative. And so, as you allow images and thoughts of you being creative in the past, comfortable that you can learn, and learning is really what humans are good, very good at, learning. Because you both know that you can become more creative and learn, you can both create new learning strategies and learn new creative strategies for learning about being more creative. You create time to become more by learning now. And as your mind takes time to relax, thoughts that are creative can appear, if you give them the time to appear. And be more creative now, and by taking this time now to both make new learnings about and plan to have in your future, as you can allow your unconscious mind to imagine. Looking back from the future, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year, and more at the amazing things that you have achieved, and you can achieve, and plan to exercise your creativity more and more. As you go through every day, there are opportunities for you to become more and more creative now. And while you allow yourself to relax more and more every time you let your mind drift away, you can allow more and more of any tension slip away, and your body becomes more relaxed. And every time you
let your body come more into a balanced, relaxed equilibrium. You can allow your unconscious mind to drift deeper and deeper into trance now. And as you do, you can remember into the future in a way that it changes the way you think about becoming more relaxed when the time is right, and being in a state of mind that is fluid and can think quicker than you currently realize that it is possible for you to think faster and with more creativity. Because it is possible to improve your abilities more and more now. Solving puzzles and keeping your brain active and exercising your brain all play important parts in growing the neural network and enhancing your neurology to become more than it is now, so that the good solutions inside your mind help you make a good decision, more creative decisions that you can see as being more beneficial to you, and something that you would like to have happen more and more because of you taking the initiative of both listening to this trance session and because you're taking action and becoming more creative, because your mindset and your action taking help you to create your vision of what is possible for you to achieve, and aligning your desires and your unconscious resources together and aiming them in the same direction, you achieve more and with your ability to motivate yourself. And take action adds to the creativity and speeds up your achievement and the things that you create and the creative decisions that you make that are good for you. Good for those around you all becomes something that your unconscious mind can notice when you were in a peak creative state that helped you help yourself and others. It can remember and recognize those states as powerful creative states of mind and body that your unconscious mind can return to when you want to become more creative and think of more and new things that you want to see more, and more areas of your life where being more creative can be good for you and those around you can relax and hear new things and connect other things in this trance the next time you listen to this, and feel good about creating new decisions. You listen to this and feel good about creating new decisions and strategies to help you create more of what you would like to create, more and more things that make life better for you and your friends now. Remembering to laugh when things happen that would in the past have caused you any upset or stress. so that the wonderful effects of laughter at the kind of incidents you would have been less relaxed and happy in. Because when you laugh at something that happened to you, that is the kind of thing that in the films and in the TV programs would have been a comedy moment, allow you to be happier and stay more fluid of thought, keeping your ability to find a solution to any issue that you can think of as a project rather than a problem. Is a word you remember to forget to use in those situations, so you can see it as a project that can be completed by you, someone else, or you and other people. And having access to creativity in those situations because of your ability to be in a more creative state and a more wonderful state as you find yourself happier, relaxed, and carefree, safe in the knowledge that you can find solutions to any and all of the projects that you set the powerful creative part of you to do. And do more and more. Imagining this from different points of view is a way to expand your own points of view on just that. Beliefs that you have created, some of them deliberately, but most of them unconsciously. And when you take time to look at something from a different point of view, you can add to your own understanding for creativity. And for creatively communicating with other people. And the easier the flow of knowledge to other people, the easier you can find and create. And as you continue to expand your understanding of things, the more you have the opportunity to understand your expanded points of view of them in useful ways for you now, and other ways of applying the information in creative ways to help in more and more becoming creative. If you want, before you wake up, you can have creative new ideas of any kind as you decide to set to mind your projects that you wish to have a solution to. Because as you sleep and dream, your unconscious mind, with all its resources and ability to connect information together in a new way, is on tap for you to decide what it is going to process. And by acknowledging that your unconscious mind has the capability to create solutions to any project you want to find the solution to, you can ask yourself if it is safe and appropriate to use some of the time and resources as you sleep and dream to create answers and solutions to projects, so that you may have answered when you wake. And when you do, set your mind on course to work at creating things. It will create the answers to the project that you have set it to work on. Your ability to piece together new thoughts from the resources you have is unique to you. Have this ability to do this more and more. And you can look back from a point in the future and see that you have been doing things differently, that are all adding to your increased ability to be more creative. And when you look back and see that you can draw more as you take notes, engaging the creative side of your brain when taking linear notes, and by doodling and drawing representations of your thoughts while you take notes, you as well as engaging the creative parts of your unconscious, you are giving your unconscious mind more time to present new ideas to you to make as notes, and being sure that you are well hydrated is healthy and can lead to you achieving and maintaining a healthier life, and also increases the cognitive functioning of your brain. Now, you can learn new things every day. You can read books, listen to audio programs, watch videos, and partake in learning experiences of all kind. And the more that you do learn new things each and every day, the more resources that you have to recombine and create with. Everything you learn are things that you have as a resource, and the seemingly unrelated subjects are all related. Because they are all part of you, can think big and you can think details, and the more that you switch between the two, the more you expand your mind, can do both the detailed planning and the big picture thoughts, and the visual thoughts and internal dialogues are different ways of thinking about the same thing. As pictures and as internal dialogue, and a mixture of both, more and more you think in a new way and expand the fluidity and lucidity of your thoughts now. It's time for you to become aware of your surroundings. And as I count backwards from 5 to 1, come right out of this trance now and be wide awake, feeling refreshed and revitalized. You can wake up now and feel good. 5, 4, 3, all the way up. 2, eyes wide open. 1.